Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into the Daddy and Nora show. It's Daddy and Nora.
Mae's not here.
Mae's not here right now. She'll join us in a little bit.
Yeah.
And
I really want Mae on.
So it's going to be the Daddy, Nora, and Maeve show?
Yeah, we want Maeve.
Okay, so we'll get Maeve on in a second.
We'll get Maeve on in a second.
Hooray!
Hooray!
And so the phone number to call in
is 917-889-7071.
917-889-7071. The topic on for discussion today is vacations. We'll talk about your favorite vacation, where you'd like to go on vacation, where you currently are vacationing. And we'll also talk about a couple of different topics with Nora, and one of them is sharing a room with a sibling. And so, so Nora is going to be sharing her room soon with her sister, Maeve.
Yeah, and one day, I really want bunk beds.
You really want bunk beds, right? And
yeah.
How old do you think you need to be to have bunk beds?
8.
You need to be 8 years old, right?
Yeah, so like a 3 on the top bunk.
Right.
Maybe a 3 on the bottom bunk.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
So,
she might move off of the base, the top bunk.
She might fall off the top bunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe first she stays up on the bottom bunk.
So your theory is that being Maeve is your little sister, and she may have trouble sleeping on the top bunk, that you should get the top bunk.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So if you sleep on the top bunk, Maeve would sleep on the bottom bunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think Maeve's okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is our standing theory on bunk beds. Something that probably in the offing way in the future, but nonetheless something that Nora likes to discuss because her mommy and Auntie Dawn apparently shared a room and shared bunk beds. And Auntie Dawn was 8 years old when she got to start sleeping in the top bunk.
And Mom slept on the top bunk.
I don't know if Mommy slept on the top bunk.
She did.
Just once?
Yeah.
And then, she rolled off of it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
So she wants called for her mommy.
She went to call for her mommy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Auntie Dawn woke up and then went right back to sleep when she saw Kim was laying on the floor.
Uh-huh.
When Mommy was laying on the floor.
Uh-huh.
So, would you fall back to sleep if Maeve rolled onto the floor? Or would you go and get Mommy and Daddy? What do you think would happen? You'd probably fall back to sleep, right?
I'll go get you.
Oh, you would? Okay.
So you can pick Maeve up.
So I can pick Maeve up.
And put her way on the bottom bunk.
And what's Maeve been doing of late? Has she been rolling over a little bit?
Yeah, like this.
Nora's currently doing a demonstration of how Maeve's been rolling over. That is an excellent demonstration, Nora. I think you should do baby demonstration videos.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah. Dad can't find the headphones.
I couldn't find the headphones. Today we were without the headphones because we traveled this past week, right? We went on, where'd we go to?
The hotel.
Well, right, we went to Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, and then I went to the hotel to see my grandma.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
So Nora got to stay in our 4-foot by 4-foot hotel room. And did you get to jump on the bed?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And play in my house.
And play in your house, pretend you had a house there.
Yeah.
And Maeve got to sleep in a crib.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was up there for work, for working at Kaplan. We had a shoot at Boston University. And so you and Mommy and Maeve went up a little early with Tanya and Joya. And you got to see Clara and Joya and Thea and Uncle Keith and Auntie Tanya. And you got to see Emma and Keith and Auntie Dawn and Uncle Eddie and everybody, Nanny and Grampy and Auntie Sarah and Auntie Christina and Uncle Joe. And there was a baby shower for Auntie Stina. It was all sorts of fun stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
And so one of the things was staying in the hotel that one night. We went out to dinner. Did you enjoy your dinner?
Yeah.
And what did you get as a dessert? Do you remember?
Lemon cookies.
Were the lemon cookies good?
Yeah.
How good were they?
I bought some to Auntie Dawn.
You brought some to Auntie Dawn's. Did you share them with Auntie Dawn?
Yeah. Auntie Dawn liked them.
So Auntie Dawn liked them as well. They were from Maggiano's? Italian restaurant right across from the Boston Park Plaza Hotel.
And I got a spaghetti and a giant meatball.
And a giant meatball.
Mm-hmm. And I got steak. Let me check, it's like a moon. See? This is a moon.
That's the moon?
Uh-huh. Can I hold the microphone?
Yeah, of course. Do you want to give out the phone number again?
Yeah. It's 917-889-7071.
That is the phone number, 917-889-7071. It is the Daddy and Nora radio show.
Yep. On Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio. Good job with your call letters there. Nora had a slight fever this morning.
Yeah.
So she's actually operating a little bit under the weather, though you wouldn't know it from the energy this kid gives forth.
Yeah,
you just got to hold it close to me. Do you want people to hear what I say? Not really.
Not now.
Not now?
I'm going to move it to your mouth.
You're going to move it to my mouth?
Yeah.
Okay. When are you going to do that?
After I talk.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
When I just woke up and when I woke up, walked out to catch it up, and then I want to eat breakfast, and then I ate one bite of my waffle and two bites of my cereal, and then I told my daddy my throat hurts.
That's right. My turn to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then what did we do? Daddy took your temperature?
Mm-hmm.
He had a little bit of a fever.
And you gave me my favorite medicine.
Well, I gave you medicine that tastes probably too much like candy.
It is my favorite. So, folks, the pink medicine that my dad gave me is my favorite.
A little Tylenol?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Okay. And so then we went to the doctor, and Nora is just a little bit of a fever, no strep throat, no problem there, which is good. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this will pass in the next few hours.
And my throat kind of swell.
Your throat is what? Kind of swollen? It's actually looking a lot better, darling.
It is?
Yeah.
Am I not sick anymore?
Well, I think you need to rest for the rest of the day, but I think tomorrow you'll be ready to go. What do you think?
Yeah.
And so tomorrow we have some big plans.
I'm going to my grandma's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else?
What else?
You know, grandma's. You're going to maybe go down to the beach?
Yeah.
And in between, we'll see Joe and Claire and Lucy and Michaela and Brian and Lee.
Mm-hmm.
All sound like a little bit of a plan?
Yeah. And we're going to do a barbecue with Owen.
Not with Owen, no.
We're going to do a barbecue with.
With Joe and Claire and Michaela and Lucy and Brian and Lee at Brian's house.
Yeah.
I think.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do the barbecue with.
Yep.
Yeah. You're back where we were.
Yep, I was back where we were before.
Dad,
yep.
Where are you?
We're right here. See? Here's our show.
What else?
What else do you want to talk about?
So, folks, me and Mommy went to my swim lessons, and my mom taught me how to blow bubbles. I did my bathroom last night.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Was it last night or 2 nights ago? I mean, it was Thursday night. After your swim lesson, you came home and you blew some bubbles in the tub.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you were going to do it next time at the swim lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the swim lesson takes place at the Astoria Pool, and it's free. So that comes with all its finer points, right? And so mommy brought you the first time. Daddy's going to bring you on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And then, well, don't tap the microphone.
Wait, I saw you tap it.
I did. I tapped it before we started to make sure it was on.
It is on.
It is on?
I tapped it a lot.
Yeah?
And so it's on the a lot.
Gotta hold it up. Gotta talk into it.
And what else?
What else? What else is going on in your life?
Well, it's going to be a movie day today.
What movie do you want to watch?
Strawberry Shortcake.
That's not a movie.
Oops.
A movie. A good movie.
What's a movie?
A movie, something longer, like Little Mermaid is a movie, Cinderella's a movie, Ponyo is a movie, Totoro is a movie.
Totoro we want to watch.
You want to watch Totoro?
Mm-hmm.
I think the DVD we have to check. I think you might have watched it too much already. It might be a little scratched, but we can check it and see. Do you remember who got you the Totoro movie?
Mm-mm.
No? Do you remember who got you the Totoro pillow?
No.
Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Steve got me it.
Yep.
Steve got me the DVD.
The DVD?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're actually saying DVD. You used to say DDD.
Yeah. When I was a baby, I said DVD.
When you were a baby.
Yeah. And I'm saying CD.
And CD, right?
Yes.
So.
D is kind of like CD.
DVD is kind of like CD?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're actually very similar media devices.
No.
No, they're not?
DVD is kind of like D.
Say again?
DVD is kind of like CD. I mean, D.
So a CD is kind of like a DVD?
No, D.
The other way around. A DVD is kind of like a CD?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta hold this up so people can hear us, Diana.
No, I'm saying, DVD is kind of like C.
A DVD is kind of like C?
Yeah.
Not quite following, but sure.
Mom, is Mom open then?
I'm not sure. But the phone number to call is 917-889-7071.
There's a lot of weeds outside.
There are a lot of leaves outside?
Weeds.
Leaves. Weeds.
Out in our front yard.
Yeah.
We're sitting behind them now.
We are sitting behind them. We need to get outside and pull them, but it's been rainy for so long.
Mm-hmm.
As it is again today. But, Nora, tell me what you think of... What do you think of Daniel Tiger? Do you like that show?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part of that show?
All of it.
All of it? You don't have one favorite part?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite song from Daniel Tiger?
It's a beautiful day, neighbor, beautiful day, neighbor. What's your favorite neighbor? That's my favorite song.
That's your favorite song?
Uh-huh. But I'll show you a trick with the microphone.
You're going to show me a trick with the microphone? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I flipped it.
You flipped it. You're right.
That's a trick.
That is a trick.
Okay, so what next do you do?
Well, I guess we could talk about what we were talking about in the car ride.
Yeah.
Which is talking about...
The CD.
Well, right. What music you would put on a CD?
Maybe.
Right.
You have it on your phone.
Well, yeah, I can get it on my phone. I don't have it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But what songs would Nora Strafford put on a CD currently?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's a Marlowe. And you can see it's Little Girls.
Okay. What else was there? Were there other songs from something besides Annie?
Well, All Aboard the Choo-Choo Train, All Aboard the Choo-Choo Train, All Aboard the Choo-Choo Train. Choo-choo.
What's that from? Disney Junior?
Yeah.
And then, weren't
yeah,
there a couple of, weren't there a couple of Sesame Street songs?
Yeah.
What were they?
I got a star. The work princess is dance with cookies. the Mermaid Princess, and she's for Kiki. Those are my favorite ones.
Okay. I think we can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my turn to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would you like me to talk about?
Tell the
phone. Why don't you ask me questions?
Tell the phone so you will talk about Owlboy.
Okay, you'll hold the microphone, but ask me questions, Laura. What questions do you want to ask Daddy?
I know someone. You just tell the folks.
Tell the folks what?
I will hold it.
Okay, you hold it.
It's my turn.
Okay.
Dada.
Yes.
After it's like, oh, then when I'm all done holding it, I'll give it back to you.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, Bella?
Yes.
What else can I tell the folks?
Whatever you'd like, darling.
I want to tell, them when I was in Mom's belly and May was in Mom's belly. So, I was in Mom's belly and May was in Mom's belly.
Okay.
What else can I tell the folks?
You can tell people whatever you want, darling.
I want to tell you a silly joke, folks.
Okay, let's hear the silly joke.
So, I can't say the joke.
Why not?
It's what my friend Jack does, but okay, crazy. That's it. Ow. He does that.
Yeah. He's a little silly, right?
Yeah, why is he silly?
That's just what he does.
He does that when he's at the playground.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daddy can use, put on the Mobies. My dad can wear Mobies too.
Yeah, that's right. So we were at the bagel store before, and there's a gentleman online behind us
mm-hmm.
who was wearing a Baby Bjorn or a Moby, and Nora said, Daddy, is that the mommy? Because he was wearing the Moby.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dad laughed at me.
I didn't laugh at you. No, I did not laugh at
yes,
you.
Yes, you do.
I did not laugh at you.
Yes!
I don't think I laughed, did I?
I was joking.
You were just joking? Maybe I did laugh, but just say that daddies can wear the Mobies too.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy probably doesn't wear enough of the Moby here. And that's probably some sort of analogy for life, but that's a different story. Anyway, we have a phone call.
Yeah. Who is it?
Well, you have to ask.
Where are you calling from?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to guess.
Grandma!
Yeah, you got it. You're so smart.
From Mars? Is that what you said?
No.
You still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, talking to the microphone.
Hey, Grandma?
Yes, Nora?
I said you live at New Jersey. You said
she's in New Jersey.
I am in Albridge, New Jersey.
Grandma?
Yes.
You said Mars.
I said Mars. I thought Grandma was joking around and said she was on Mars.
No, what Grandma said was Nora is very smart because she knew who it was without me telling her.
She said you were smart.
Uh-huh.
Are you smart?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Are you going to watch a movie today, Nora?
Yeah.
What movie do you want to watch?
Tokyo Whoa.
Did you hear what movie she wants to watch?
You want to watch Totoro?
Yep.
Yeah. Grandma, I just called you.
Yes, we spoke to Grandma a little while ago.
Yeah, on Dad's phone.
Dad's phone, but I think Grandma was listening to us struggle through our radio show and wanted to help us out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like talking to you, Nora. I could talk to you all day.
Grandma?
Yes, Nora?
My dad let me hold a microphone.
Wow.
It's a
you
big
really
step
are
for me.
Getting big.
Yeah.
You're getting big and Daddy trusts you.
Yep. That's a good thing.
You're going to watch Totoro? Do you think Maeve would like Totoro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it's my turn to hold the microphone now. Are you all finished? Well, Nora, you can't. Oh, Nora, you'll learn one day. You, when you won't call her, you can't run them off the line. No, she won't. That's fair. All right. Say bye-bye to Grandma.
Bye, Grandma.
Say see you soon.
Bye, Nora.
See you
soon. See you soon. I love you.
We don't have another caller. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We don't. That's how this works. You run people off the line, and then we don't have other callers.
Why?
Because we don't.
I run people off the line.
Because you're done with them right away.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to do it into your toes?
Huh?
But we can give them the phone number again. It's 917-889-7071. And we can let people know that they can call in and talk about whatever topic they'd like. Again, what?
Again, they can talk.
Yeah, they can talk whenever they want. Mm-hmm. We will be more than happy to give advice on being a sibling. Nora's the older sister now and has been very good with her younger sister, Maeve. She makes her laugh all the time. Mm-hmm. And she sing songs to her in the car. What songs do you sing, Maeve?
Maybe.
Is that your favorite song?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I heard it from Annie.
You heard it on Annie?
Yeah, and I whispered to Mama.
You whispered to Mama? Oh, at the show?
Yeah, I whispered to her.
Right. You remember when you were there with Tiffany?
Uh-huh. Tiffany was there.
Right.
She headed it up. When Tiffany walked out the door, I saw her and I said, Tiffany, and the silly boy.
Are you talking about the KEF cabaret?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiffany did set that up, and it's amazing that you know that. And she set it up, and when she walked outside, you were so happy to see her, and you did. You screamed, Tiffany!
Yeah, the silly boy.
In a silly voice.
And Tiffany said, Nora was a silly boy.
Yep. She responded in the same sort of voice. And you were there with Uncle Steven, right?
Yeah.
And Mommy and Joya and Aunt Tanya?
Yeah, and you were there.
No, I was home with Maeve, right?
Yeah, and you took my sweater with you.
I did take your sweater with me.
And I was so cold.
Were you that cold?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So the phone number is 917-889-7071. I think I'm going to have Nora enter into the WFAN Fantasy Phenom Contest because I think she'd rock it. You know enough about sports, I think. What's your favorite sport, Nora?
All of the sports.
All of the sports?
I want to go walk some with you.
Yeah, where do you want to go?
To baseball, with soccer ball, and basketball.
Oh, and basketball. Do you remember the name of the building you want to go to that we passed by? You said there's the what?
The Yankees.
Well, the Yankees we do pass by, and that is Daddy's favorite team. But we passed by Citi Field, right?
Yeah.
And you said you wanted to go see a baseball game there?
Uh-huh.
I think we'll do that soon.
Where we're going?
We'll go to the baseball field, and we'll go see a baseball game.
No. Where were we going when we passed
by? Oh, we were heading home from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Remember?
Did you go to Massachusetts with me?
Well, I was in Massachusetts, yeah.
Yeah.
I went up separately. I took the train up while you were at Grampy and Nanny's.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I was sleeping.
Well, no, you were resting on the couch with Nanny. You were watching Strawberry Shortcake, I think.
Yeah.
917.
And you saw me and Nanny.
I did. 917-889-7071.
978-99-0771.
That was in English.
Upstairs. 978-99-7071.
Good job.
Is that English?
That was English. That was a good job. And we have 5 minutes left on the show. Nora, any topics you want to cover?
No, thanks.
No? Or are you calling it quits? Quits means that you're all done. Are you all finished?
No.
No.
Daddy.
Yes.
I should talk about my new
Okay, go for it.
So my grandma gave my sister May the monkey seat.
Right.
Right.
Can you tell people about the monkey seat?
So there's music that came with it, and the red hair doesn't have music anymore.
That's true.
Yeah. Why doesn't it have music anymore?
Well, the music from the red chair, you could also plug an iPod into the red chair, but that doesn't really work anymore.
Why?
Because it's just a four-year-old chair that we
used for me.
Yeah, used a lot for you. And then we traveled with it for a little while. And now Grandma wanted, and Mommy and Daddy wanted Maeve to have her own chair.
But we still use the red chair for Maeve.
We do. We use the red chair, too. But
It doesn't play music.
It doesn't play music.
So, the market chair plays music.
Right.
It's new. So, 1 hour battery is.
It runs on batteries, right?
Yeah.
Did it run out of batteries?
Nope.
Nope. Still working?
Yeah. And there's switchers.
There are switchers to turn up the music on and off, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
But I can't turn it on and off, and then run out of batteries.
Oh, if you turn it on, turn it off, it runs out of batteries eventually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a joke.
That was a joke?
Uh-huh.
Why was that a joke?
Because a little bit this and a little bit that.
Hey, it's Maeve.
Hey, Maeve.
Oh, I'm Mommy. Hi, Maeve.
I told you Maeve, Mom Maeve.
Mom Maeve?
Yeah. Mama, I called you Maeve. Dad called you Maeve, too. Maeve! Maeve, come on! Come down!
Here she is. Do you want to interview Maeve?
Uh-huh.
Here, take the microphone. Let's make sure she doesn't eat it.
Okay.
She's currently teething.
Say something, Maeve. Say something. Maeve, don't grab it.
Oh, you know she grabs things.
Why?
Because you know that. She grabs your hair all the time.
Yeah. Can you buckle your hat?
Sure. So, what if Maeve could talk, what question would you ask her?
I'm not sure.
If she could give you an answer, what would you want to ask her?
I'm not sure.
Would you want to ask her about the top or bottom bunk?
No.
No?
Yes.
Yes?
So, Maeve, if I get the bed, I will sleep on the top, and you will sleep on the bottom. If you sleep on the top, you will walk, and then I will go get my mom and dad. Okay? And then that will put you way on the bottom bunk. And I will climb. 90 seconds.
Show's almost over.
That's going to be your daddy knows
those songs. Yeah, go ahead. Hit it.
It's the Daddy and Nora
show. Let's see how it goes on the Daddy and Nora
show.
Hooray! I think that's going to do it for today, huh, Nora?
Let's do it.
One more time?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this will be the last time, then we'll say goodbye.
This time you will say goodbye.
Yeah.
It's the Daddy and Nora
show.
Say goodbye to everybody, Nora.
Goodbye.
We'll talk to you next week. Hope you enjoyed the Daddy and Nora show. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we will talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.